Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning, Emily Kringle is with us, and we're going to be talking, of course, about food. Good morning to you, Emily.
Good morning, Levant.
Well, Emily, at this time of year and right after the holidays, people are kind of worried about their calories and sometimes about being healthy, sometimes not, and sometimes they have questions about nutritive value foods. And so that's kind of different and sometimes kind of confusing. I want to start out talking a little bit about just about calories, if you're comparing calories and what you might choose. And the first one I wanted to ask about is the difference in calories between butter and olive oil.
They are the same, maybe slightly different. All oils are the same, whether it's corn oil, soybean oil, olive oil. All margarines are the same. Fat is fat. But some of them are more healthy for us, what we think right now.
And of those choices that you just mentioned, olive oil, butter, margarine, what might be the healthiest?
If you're approaching heart disease and high cholesterol, I would say olive oil or canola oil are the best oil to use because of the kind of fatty acids in that oil. If you're using, there's always that rumor out there or that little statement, is butter better for me or margarine? If you have heart disease or high cholesterol, they're probably a toss-up. The best product would be a soft spread margarine that has less, that has very little trans fatty acids and more mono or polyunsaturated than saturated fat. So soft tub margarine, olive oil, canola oil. To me, those are the three things to remember.
Okay, and there is lots to remember, but if you are concerned about health, heart, you probably need to do a little bit of studying and just be a little more aware. Okay, another one that, and I think parents maybe do this with their babies, their children, but it applies to all of us. Would it be better? Is the calorie value any different between a cup of soda and a cup of apple juice?
The calories are identical between most juices and most pops.
Okay, so then we ask the healthy question.
Well, a lot of juices are, you know, I can't say it's not a little bit better than pop, but the calories are the same, and some juice is not as nutrient dense as the fruit would be, and also we get calories so quickly. You know, a serving of juice is a half a cup, those little juice glasses that Grandma had in her cupboard. And it's not a two cup iced tea glass. So the calories are the same. And we do a little test with fifth graders on this, and they're always surprised that the orange juice, apple juice, has the same amount of calories per ounce as pop.
Okay. Orange juice might have a little more vitamin C than the other two.
It might have a little more nutrients. It has more vitamin C. The experts say eat that orange instead of drink the juice.
So then we get into a whole fiber thing, and we can come back to that. But another question I have is there are so many people who say, oh, I just don't eat potatoes because I'm on a diet. But they might eat a whole bowl full of rice, or they'll say, oh, I'm going to pick up some pasta to eat. What about calorie difference, pasta, rice, and potatoes?
Well, rice and pasta are very calorie dense. A third of a cup of cooked macaroni, a third of a cup of cooked rice has about the same amount of calories as a small potato. So I think it's one of those things we've talked ourselves into, that the potatoes are not so good for us and the pasta is. If you're using whole grain pasta or brown rice, you have some more nutritional value. But if you're using a fresh baked potato, for example, it's high in vitamin C, high in potassium. Mm-hmm. So it has nutrients in it, and some of the pasta may be a little bit not as nutritious.
Okay. And then I want to throw a curve in here. What's the calorie difference between an apple and a potato? Same, kind of about same size. We're not talking about one of those huge.
Same. They are the same. Okay. 85. I'm going to say 85 to 100 calories.
Okay. So rather than eating another apple, you might want to eat a potato, because both of them have fiber, and depends
especially
on...
Especially the skins. Yeah. The skins.
So if we peeled the apple and ate the potato skin, we'd be better off with the potato.
Right, right. Exactly, exactly.
So there is just so much to know in terms of nutritive value and healthy and what kind of choices we're going to make. But it just is helpful, I think, to start knowing. And one of the ways to know is, at least if there's a label present, that would be a good thing to read.
Right. Anything that comes in a package has the nutrition facts label on it. And it lists the calories, servings per container, fiber, carbohydrate, protein, and fat. It's very good for people that have diabetes. It's got a reference right there in front of us. I think what we need to remember when you're looking at calories, if this item has 400 calories, and really most of us, LaVon, your age, my age, I don't think people realize how many calories they need, and it would probably vary between 1,500 and 2,000. Well, if this thing that I'm looking at is 400, you know, that's a fifth of my calories for the day, and I think we lose track of that.
And another question related to that is somebody was telling me they were comparing, I think it was some of the fats or the cholesterol, whatever, and they were looking at the numbers, but there's also a percentage on there. And it would seem that that could maybe be more helpful in all those that have percentages.
The percentage is based on 2,000 calories a day. And so, if you look at that and think, this is 50% of what I need for the day, that might affect you. For some people, the number is also valuable, especially for people that have kidney disease and diabetes, where they're looking at certain grams of sodium or grams of carbohydrate. So both can be good.
Okay. Another question I just heard or read, saw wherever, is that there's the same amount of sodium in kosher or sea salt as there is in regular table salt we're used to using.
This is another very interesting concept. I think they all differ a bit if you're measuring by teaspoon, for example. But the salt, the just iodized salt or salt that comes in the round box that we use, is more compact than some of the kosher salts and sea salt. They're bigger hunks. So really, if you ground them all the same and truly had the same measure, they'd be very similar. I guess if you weighed them, it would be more accurate, but most of us don't weigh our salt.
That's true. And the other thing, that I've heard is that sometimes we're recommending the sea salt or the coarser salt, because we can put that on top and we get more salt flavor than when it's all ground in. What do you think about that?
I think that's a toss-up, but there is something about the kosher salt or the sea salt. Sometimes it has really jagged edges, and it might affect our taste buds more, so we might get more flavor from a little bit on the top. Mm-hmm. I've also always heard, some people say, well, I cook cereal with a little salt or potatoes with a little salt or rice with a little salt because I'm not as tempted to add more later. So I just think it kind of depends on the person.
Mm-hmm. And our taste buds, because our taste buds are, long ago, I think I learned this, our taste buds are trained to like the salt flavor versus some things are natural, but the salt flavor is something we learn.
I think we have the sweet in us naturally, but the salt flavor probably is learned, and you can unlearn it, but it takes a while. It has to take some determination.
Okay, another topic, because it's kind of been in the news, we have just a little bit left, is chocolate milk versus no milk at all or white milk.
In my opinion, if somebody is not going to drink milk, if they're required to just drink white milk, I think chocolate milk is fine. It has the calcium. They make chocolate 2%, chocolate skim. It has more calories. It has more carbohydrate. But it also has the calcium and protein. And there are some sports teams, I think it's cross-country runners, maybe basketball teams, that think that combination in chocolate milk of calories, fat, and nutrients is a perfect replacement. So it just kind of depends on what you're talking about. But I'm going to go back again, Levon, to portion size. It's not the quart of chocolate milk. You know, it's adults your age and my age need about 3 cups of milk a day. I don't think you and I are going to drink a quart of chocolate milk, but I know there are people that do that.
I'm glad you sort of ended with that, Emily, because I just always say, Emily says, variety and moderation, that will be the best kind of diet there can be. So we want to thank you very much, Emily Kringle, for visiting with us today, and I want to say the best of holidays to you. Until next time, here's a thought. Consideration of others, choosing a wing instead of a drumstick.